Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we're speaking with Alexandra today from EcoShip. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Alexandra, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You're quite welcome. So EcoShip, for those that never heard the name before and not sure what it is or what you're all about, you want to tell us a little bit about EcoShip?
Of course. EcoShip is a 501c3 nonprofit that operates out of Chicago mostly. We collect shipping materials from Chicagoland communities and distribute them to businesses and individuals for reuse.
So when you collect those, what type of items are you collecting?
Yeah, so we collect, the majority of the items that we collect cannot be recycled in your typical blue bin. So it's items such as the Amazon bubble mailers that you receive, bubble wrap, boxes, packing paper, you name it. It's most likely on our list.
So you cover the Chicagoland area. Do you go out to the suburbs at all?
Not quite as often. We are a pretty new nonprofit. We just became a nonprofit officially in 2022. So we are, you know, just in our early phases of expanding. We're currently in the suburbs of Evanston, Park Ridge, and Oak Park right now. Both or all three of those drop-off points are actually Wheel and Sprocket. So we were lucky enough to make that partnership with them, and yeah.
So the folks that bring those items to your drop-off point, is that it?
Yeah, so folks can drop off their materials at any of our 11 drop-off points across the city or in those nearby suburbs. We also have collection events. So once or twice a month, we'll partner with another organization, another business, and do a collection event. So, for example, in June, we will be at EcoFest in Wells Park. And so not only can you drop off materials at our booth, but you get to interact with other environmental organizations that are doing incredible work in Chicago.
Can you share with our listeners the type of things that people drop off that you're looking for?
Definitely bubble wrap. That is our biggest, our most requested item. We also accept any sort of mailers, poly mailers, clear poly mailers, bubble mailers, packing paper, crinkle cut shred. We'll take liners. We recently started collecting those insulated thermal bags that individuals will receive in their food deliveries, for example, from Blue Apron. And every single item that we collect is given to another business, another nonprofit, or individuals that are just moving and need items.
So you're recycling recycled items, basically.
We don't recycle. That is what makes us different from other organizations. Every single item that we take, it has to be clean. It can't be torn up. If you're looking at the item and you're thinking, I would not want my delivery in this item because it's dirty, torn up, we probably won't take it. Every single item that comes through, we check and make sure that the quality is great, that the item is ready to be reused a few more times by another business owner. And the reason why we tend to stray away from recycling is because of the recycling issues that we're seeing. Only 5 to 6% of plastic actually gets recycled in the United States. In Chicago, that percentage seems to be even lower than normal. And so the other part is that most of the shipping materials that you receive, they're made out of plastic that's not even accepted in our typical blue bins. And so that plastic has to be recycled or upcycled using different machinery, a different process. And at the end of the day, there's no local business that recycles that sort of plastic.
You know, there's a very interesting concept that you folks have. How did you get started in this program, Alexandra?
Yeah, so I actually started collecting these items for my partner's e-commerce business. He is a reseller on Poshmark, eBay, Mercari, and he started that business during the pandemic. And we started collecting from our friends and family. And then I turned to Facebook and I realized that a ton of people were holding on to these items because they weren't able to recycle them. And so they were hoping that one day someone would be able to reuse these items. So that all started at the end of 2020. By 2021, we had a storage unit where we kept our excess shipping materials, started reaching out to other businesses to see if anyone else would be willing to reuse these items, and quickly got multiple yeses. And that's when the idea of EcoShip sort of developed. By 2022, we were officially a 501c nonprofit, and up to date, we've been a part of over 60 events during which we collected these materials from local communities, engaged with attendees, and just let them know about our projects.
So now, when someone contacts you or and says, "Gee, I'm looking for some merchandise or looking for some items like that," you probably have a list that you can give them of what you have available.
Yes, we actually just developed a marketplace last year. And so every item that we have, you can find on our marketplace. We have pictures of the items, we have measurements. So, it's not a guessing game or anything. When you arrive, you know exactly what you're picking up, what you're receiving. And if you're not sure, if you're a new business owner, and aren't sure about the materials that you need, we offer a shop around option. So you click that, schedule a time when you'd like to stop by, and choose the items that you need. Another great thing about EcoShip is that we try to be a resource for these small businesses, new businesses. And so we kind of go over, hey, these are the different options that you can use to package your materials. They're very new to the game, and so they're just learning. They're just trying to figure out how to exactly package their item and what works, what doesn't. We also provide them with other options, on how to ship that material, how to get more followers, how to engage with their audience. So yeah, in the long run, yeah, we mostly collect materials, but we also work one-on-one with a lot of these businesses to try and get them to save some money and get the proper resources that they need to make it. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses tend to fail pretty quickly within the first 2 years. I think, according to the US Bureau of Labor Statistics, 20% of the small businesses don't make it past the 2 year mark. 45% fail within the first 5 years, and 65% within the 10 years. And so our goal is to help these businesses continue on and be successful.
So how are you getting the word out to these folks so that know you're around and who you are and they can contact you? How are you getting the word out to Alexandra?
We're doing a lot of email outreach. We have a ton of volunteers that help out with that. And so we look through eBay, we look through Instagram, and stay up to date with the aldermen's offices, the chambers of commerce, to see if there are any new businesses that will be popping up soon. And we just send them a message. I think Instagram has been the best for us. And so we just connect through social media and let them know that we have these materials for them, and we go from there.
Offhand, do you know how many businesses that you provided materials to so far?
So we have worked with over 250 businesses. We just fulfilled our 600th order a few weeks ago, which is it's impressive. We currently work out of two storage units. And so It's a lot more difficult than working out of a brick and mortar store with regular hours. With our storage units, we are very limited to the hours that we're able to operate out of. And yeah, our goal in the next 2 years is to operate out of a warehouse.
How many materials do you think you've diverted from landfills with your program, Alexandra?
So last year, actually have these numbers on hand. Last year alone, we collected over 46,000 gallons of materials.
Wow.
And so in total, we helped businesses and individuals save over $18,000 on these materials. Usually every business that we work with on a consistent basis, they'll be by picking up these materials from us, they save anywhere from $50 to $300 a month, which can be a lot for a small business that is so limited in their funding and their resources. I don't know if I mentioned already, but all the materials that we provide are completely free. So we operate sort of on a pay what you can basis. And so, if you aren't able to afford to pay for these materials, that's completely okay because that's exactly why we're here.
I was going to ask you, yes, what supports you? I mean, being a charitable organization, you're looking for donations and grants and things like that. But yeah, that's kind of a nice deal where you can pick it up. You afford what you can. If you can't afford it, is there? It's available for you. That's really a nice touch.
It is. And that's something that we were looking into when we were first thinking of how to move on with EcoShift. And we were debating between becoming a nonprofit versus a for-profit. And at the end of the day, we chose the nonprofit model, just because, if our mission is to help these small businesses grow, there's no point in charging them for these materials.
Can you tell us what some of the businesses or organizations you've partnered with so far?
Yeah, definitely. Our new partnership is with a food pantry. I can't say the name just yet, but we are very excited about it. And we are actually collecting those insulated thermal bags for them. So those bags you usually receive with food deliveries such as Blue Apron, HelloFresh. And so we will be giving them these bags so that they can use them to distribute food to the homeless population, underprivileged communities, and whatnot. We're really excited about that partnership. But some of the businesses that pick up from us, a lot of them are ceramic artists. A lot of them are also resellers, just like my partners. So they tend to sell on eBay, Mercari, Poshmark. We work with a few cookie bakers, so they need that crinkle cut shred. We've seen it all. We've worked with a few fashion designers that actually
Wow.
use some of the Amazon mailers to create outfits. It was sort of a campaign to bring awareness to the plastic that is starting to take over our world. And it was absolutely incredible watching that come to life. We even have a someone who sews, and she uses the LDPE plastic to make outfits out of, which I never even knew was
That's really
that
interesting.
you can
Yeah,
even
that really is interesting. Wow. So she makes outfits out of plastic. Well, that's certainly rain resistant, isn't
I think
it?
so. But those projects have been really cool to see. Once in a while we'll get weird items that aren't even on our list, but people are just looking to offload, and we're able to find individuals that can use them. Over the holidays, we decided to accept holiday wrapping. Because we know everyone has that closet where you just have a ton of holiday wrapping that you keep saying that you're going to use, and you end up never using.
Right.
And so we ended up collecting that wrapping and then adding it to our marketplace and hosting an event with one of our drop-off points where individuals were able to come by and grab what they needed.
So you started out very small and it's expanding and growing. Just a thought, was it because you wanted to do something about all the plastics and things and how poor the recycling programs are across the country right now and do something about that? Was that the whole idea, Alexandra?
So I think the first reason as to why we decided to do this was because we quickly became familiar with how hard it was to start a small business. And so our main focus in the beginning was the small businesses. We actually did not provide materials to anyone else but business owners in the first, probably in the first 6 to 8 months, because our focus was just on them and making sure that they're able to get through the first initial months of operations. But once we realized how many of these items that people were holding on to because there was nothing that could be done with these materials, that's when the recycling aspects came into play, the environmental issues came into play, and that's when we started to do our research and quickly found out how the recycling rates are. So that is a huge huge part of our mission right now, is to reaching out to these larger organizations such as Amazon, Target, Walmart, and get them to change their packaging or, start a system where they take this packaging back to recycle or upcycle it properly.
Sure. One of the things that's on my notes over here that you and I talked about was expanding to areas like McHenry County.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts on that, Alexandra?
Yeah, we would love to be in every state, honestly. I have big goals, big dreams. I think it is very important. Everyone orders online. I honestly have not met one person that has never ordered online. And so starting something like EcoShip, it is pretty easy. And we have the guidelines. And so all it takes is just one phone call to kind of talk about what needs to be done and how you can start your own little EcoShip. And whether it is under, our nonprofit that you begin this project or you just start it individually, there's so many opportunities. We would love to be partnered with every single school, every single business in the city, but we're too small for that, so we can't do it. And that's why we give, the blueprint to a lot of individuals that are looking to start these collections in their own workplace, in their own school, and they're able to do it. We've been unofficially partnered with a high school, for example, in Park Ridge, and their environmental club collects Amazon mailers, basically. And their team, organizes everything, looks through the materials to make sure that they're all usable, and they bring the items to our storage unit. And so these individual collections are very much possible and doable. There's so many individuals out there that are ready to hop on board once they realize how big of an issue it is.
So in McHenry County here, if someone wanted to get started, do they contact you and you give them all the information? Is that how it works?
Yeah, definitely. Our email is on our website. It's ecoshipchicago@gmail.com. And we're always looking for new partnerships, for new collaborations. Every month we go down our list. We currently have a wait list of individuals and businesses that want to partner with us and become a drop-off point. But like I said, it's growing as a nonprofit. It's a slow process. It takes years. And so if there's an individual or a business in McHenry that would like to start something similar, that's all they have to do is reach out to us and talk to us and see how we can get this going.
Well, let's give them that website one more time so they In case they missed it and didn't write fast enough on a piece of paper, Alexandra.
Yeah, so our website is ecoship.org, and then our email is ecoshipchicago@gmail.com. That
Great.
Email can be found on our website as well. We also have an Instagram and Facebook page that you can connect with us on, and both of our handles on both of those social media pages are EcoShip.
Right, and then you could share with them the benefits and how it works and how to contact different partners and things like that once they get a hold of you, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I think the one thing that we really noticed the last 2 years is how much individuals are excited to get out of their home after this pandemic and get involved with their community. And so we have seen a ton of volunteers come through. And even if they're not, you know, too invested in what happens to this Amazon mailer, they're just happy to be there, contribute to their community. And I think it's, they get more excited when they get to meet some of these business owners that we work with and provide these materials to. It's nice to be able to put a face to the name. All of the businesses that we've partnered with in the past and are currently partnered with, they're actually listed on our website as well. And so we really encourage individuals to support these businesses. They're already taking a huge step to be a bit more sustainable by reusing these materials. And so we tell individuals, you know, with the holidays coming up, check out this list and see if you can find something from these businesses that maybe you like, maybe will, you know, be a great option for your family member or friend, and support them through that. Like I said, being sustainable as a small new business, it's hard. Plastic packaging, while it is expensive, it is a lot cheaper than these eco-friendly options and these paper-based options, which is unfortunate right now. But because it is a pretty new concept, the prices will be high for a while. And so as a small business, you're not willing to spend double or triple the amount for packaging when you're already struggling with funding.
Well, I think everybody knows that every household, you wind up with all kinds of plastic and packaging from, whether you get it from Amazon or from, Williams Sonoma, any organization, there's going to be plastic wrap or bubble wrap or something in there. And some people recycle it, some people don't know what to do with it. But I think this is a good outlet because it says, here's a way of, you know, doing something with this material so it doesn't go into landfill and reusing it and, making it work. And I'm sure that McHenry County can benefit by it, whether it be the high schools or the grade schools, by putting together programs monitored or helped by EcoShip to get them started. I think it'd be great because recycling is also very, very important, I think, to all of us and the younger generations coming up too.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a lot harder to convince someone a little bit older to change, you know, their ways than it is a child.
Right.
We've worked with a lot of youth groups and they're excited. They're excited to see how they can continue making a difference in their environment. And when they find out how easy it is, it's actually funny seeing a lot of the parents drop off their materials with us, and they'll literally tell us that their child was the one to that convinced them to hold on to these materials and drop them off.
That's cute.
So that's exactly where it starts. You know, we've worked with multiple high school groups as well. And it's incredible to hear some of the ideas that these high schoolers have that our generation hasn't even thought of yet. And so being able to show them what the issues are at hand, they have many years to think of solutions. You know, by the time they graduate, they might have an incredible solution to this problem. So it's been really fun. I think our favorite partnerships have definitely been with the youth groups.
Well, that's great. We want to remind everybody you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we've been talking with Alexandra from EcoShip, and hopefully we get that program going out in McHenry County. So these materials can be recycled and not go into landfill. And we want to thank you, Alexandra, for joining us today. Good luck to EcoShip. And folks, just go to huntleyradio.com, click on shows, and you'll see Around Town. And we want to thank you for being with us today, and have a great day, everybody. Thank you, Alexandra. Take care.
Thank you so much, everyone.